Republican Senator Peter Fitzgerald of Illinois is no longer commenting on a statement that he made earlier this week when he said President Bush told him he would likely order the assassination of Saddam Hussein if the U.S., quote, had a clear shot. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer says the president does not recall that conversation, but added that Iraqi leaders would be legitimate targets in a war. Fitzgerald's words are likely to be ammunition for opponents who seek to replace him in 2004. He is considered one of the most vulnerable members of the Senate up for re-election next year. And as NPR Cheryl Corley reports, it's not just Democrats who have him in their sights.
Peter Fitzgerald says he didn't mean to betray the president's confidence and had assumed Mr. Bush's statements about a possible assassination had been made public before. Fitzgerald's flap comes just as a number of Democrats have announced a bid or their intentions to run against him, and at a time when frosty relations between Fitzgerald and the state's Republican establishment seem to be warming up.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and I want to welcome you to this Lincoln Day celebration.
Senator Fitzgerald worked the room at a recent fundraising dinner held by the Cook County Republicans. This past year has been a tough one for the state GOP. Democrats won the governorship for the first time in 30 years, picking up the state legislature in the process, while the former GOP governor may be indicted in a corruption investigation. Despite the party's adversity, Fitzgerald says Republicans need to be resilient.
We cannot give up. We have to fight back hard. I am prepared in 2004 to work every inch of the state of Illinois to maintain the Republican majority in the United States Senate.
There are plenty of people working to make sure that won't occur. Fitzgerald's poll numbers are said to be not especially encouraging. And even though Fitzgerald is about all they have, the party's feelings about him are decidedly mixed. Tom Roser, a Republican columnist, is a Fitzgerald supporter.
The old slogan comes to mind, nobody's senator but yours. He is a conservative, but he's not predictable. He's solidly pro-life, but he has views on the environment, which are different than the Bush administration, and I generally feel that he's in a pretty good shape.
But Fitzgerald has often been at odds, openly feuding with many in the party establishment. He has battled with Dennis Hastert, the Speaker of the House, also from Illinois, over federal funding for some state projects. He clashed with Hastert and others over the nomination of U.S. attorneys for the state. He's gained the ire of some Republicans by blocking the federal endorsement of expansion plans for Chicago's O'Hare Airport. And some in the party claim he's been ineffective. Fitzgerald sees it differently.
I think that they're worried that I've been all too effective in cleaning up the state and trying to end the rot that infected the state party in Springfield.
The friction heightened when Illinois Congressman Ray LaHood, a powerful behind-the-scenes figure in Washington, openly suggested Republicans find another nominee for the Senate seat. LaHood declines to discuss the brouhaha now, but he did meet with Fitzgerald to discuss their differences.
I'm hoping that Senator Fitzgerald will be a part of a team of people that will rebuild the party over the next year and work closely with our delegation to do what's right for Illinois. So we'll see what happens.
Although a couple of names have surfaced, no other Republican has announced a challenge. State GOP Chairwoman Judy Bar Topinka says critics who don't believe the party will back Senator Fitzgerald are wrong. She says she'll take steps to prevent anyone from running against him.
I will discourage a contested primary. I don't know how much clearer to be about that. Obviously, you can't beat people over the head with a baseball bat if they choose to run. But I can get pretty encouraging and discouraging.
For his part, Senator Fitzgerald says he's not asking for the party's support. He's counting on the backing of the president, which is likely to blunt any Republican discord.
I flew in today with the
Here's President Bush on Fitzgerald during a recent visit to Chicago.
I appreciate his leadership. I appreciate his friendship, and as we speak, the Senate is debating the Fitzgerald bill, which will extend unemployment benefits to those who are looking for work in America. And Peter, I want to thank you for your leadership on this important issue.
Fitzgerald's mishap about his conversation with President Bush is not expected to be enough to enable any Republican to make a serious primary challenge. Others in the party agree, saying that with GOP control of the Senate at 51-49, it would be wrong to allow intra-party squabbling to jeopardize control of the seat, especially in a state which has become increasingly Democratic in recent years. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.